السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا مظلوم بكربلاء، السلام عليك يا عطشان، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Oh Allah, grant us the courage to hear the maqtal of Hussein ibn Ali. After Ali Asghar was killed, after Imam Hussein buried Ali Asghar, he came in front of the tent and saw the enemies were shouting at him, taunting at him, saying, "Oh Hussein, where are your brothers? Where are your nephews? Where are your supporters who had promised to protect you? Where are all of them?" Hussein looked at the dead bodies of his relatives. He looked at the bodies of Abbas near the river and he said, "Oh Abbas, do you hear what the enemies are saying? Do you hear what the enemies are saying? Can there not be a possibility for anybody of you to come and help me?" And he gave a call. He said, "Hal min nasirin yansurna? Hal min mughithin yughithuna?" Is there anybody in the plains of Karbala to come and help the grandson of the Holy Prophet? Is there anybody in the plains of Karbala to come and save the grandson of the Holy Prophet? When Zainab heard this, when Zainab heard the statement of her brother Hussein, she came running to Hussein and said, "Hussein, what is happening? Hussein, what is happening?" Hussein said, "Zainab, gather the women of the house. Ya Ruqayya, O Sakina, O Zainab, O Umm Kulthum, gather in the tent, for this is my farewell to you. This is my final salam to you. I am now seeking your permission to go to the battlefield." Zainab looked at Hussein and said, "Brother, brother, is this what is going to happen now? The dreams that I had to stay with you are now going to be shattered." Hussein said, "Yes, my dear Zainab, this is the time my mother had prepared me for. This is the time my grandfather had informed me of. Oh Zainab, I implore you. Oh Zainab, I love my daughter Sakina very much. Oh Zainab, please take care of her. The people will slap her. They will remove her earrings from her ears. Oh Zainab, she is a very loved one to me, Zainab. Take care of my Sakina, Zainab." He looked at his other women and said, "Salam upon you, my final farewell to you." And as he looked aside, he looked at Sakina. He picked Sakina up, kissed her and said, Oh my Sakina, your mother will take care of you tonight. Your mother will be with you all the way to Kufa and Sham. Oh Sakina, you will still suffer atrocities by the hands of this mushrikeen and the kuffar. Oh Sakina, please do not cry and make your father's heart bleed, oh Sakina." And he gave Sakina to Zainab. And he went to the next tent of Imam Zainul Abideen. He went to his son's tent. Imam Zainul Abideen was in a state of fever. He was semi-unconscious. He was not even well. He was ill. He had very high fever. He went to Imam Zainul Abideen, sat next to him and said, Oh my son, this is the final farewell I bid to you. Oh my son, I am now going for the time that I have promised that I shall meet. Oh my son, the time for which my mother had prepared me for has come. Oh my son, the ladies of the household are your responsibility now. My children, my Sakina is your responsibility now. Imam Zainul Abidin heard this from Imam and he said, oh Aunt Zainab, Zainab, give me my sword and give me my stick. I wish to go and fight and save the life of my father. Imam Hussein said, no, my son. No, he said, but where is Abbas? Hussein said, Abbas is already killed. He said, where is my brother Ali Akbar? Hussein said, Ali Akbar is killed. He said, where is Qasim? Where is Aun? Where is Muhammad? Imam Hussein said, all of them have already been killed. Oh my son, at this particular moment, there is just me and you. And now I am leaving and bidding farewell to you. Please take care of my family, please take care of my children. Imam Zainul Abidin says, oh my father, I wish to go and fight the enemy. Imam said, no, my son, I command you as your spiritual leader to take care of this family of mine, to take care of the orphans of the household of the Prophet. As he came outside, he said another final salam to his sisters and his wife. And as he was mounting the horse, he looked at the river. He called on Abbas and he called on Qasim. And he said, I am mounting on the horse now. There is nobody to come and mount me on my horse. There is nobody to come and help me mount on my horse. Zainab came out and she looked at her brother and said, brother, I am here. I shall mount you on the horse. Imam Hussein said to Zainab, no, my Zainab, can you go in the tent and take care of the family, Zainab? I now am going to the battlefield. He mounted the horse, Zuljanah, and he told Zuljanah, Zuljanah, this is my final journey towards the destination I am going to go. Please take me to the battlefield. Please take me to the battlefield. But Zuljanah was not moving. Again, Imam Hussein told Zuljanah, I do realize that you have been taking me to the battlefield since morning to take the bodies of the dead. But Zuljanah, I promise you this will be the last time you take me to the battlefield. Zuljanah looked down and he was intending to tell Mawla something. As Imam Hussein looked down, he saw Sakina clinging on the legs of the horse and saying, oh Zuljanah, do not take my father to the battlefield, for whoever has gone to the battlefield has not come alive. Oh Zuljanah, please do not take my father to the battlefield. When Imam Hussein saw this state of Sakina, he mounted down. He sat down and he picked up Sakina and he put Sakina on his lap and he said, oh my dear daughter, let me go to the battlefield. Sakina said, father, are you saying you are going forever? Are you saying that you are going to be martyred? Are you saying that I shall never see you again? Are you saying that I shall never be able to sleep on your chest again? Imam Hussein looked at Sakina and he said, Sakina, my dear, you shall be tortured. My dear, you shall be slept by the people. But you go and sit with your mother, go and sit with Zainab inside. To that, as every child would say to her father, Sakina said, father, I have a wish. My wish is, can I please sleep on your chest for the very last time? Imam Hussein lay himself down on the ground and he put Sakina on the chest and he said, yes, my darling daughter Sakina, yes, my dear Sakina, sleep on my chest now, for this is the last time you shall have the chest of your father. He said that and he told Sakina, have patience, my dear child, because whenever you cry, my heart bleeds. Oh Sakina, go to your Aunt Zainab, go to your mother Rabab. And he bid farewell to Sakina and he mounted his horse and he went to the battlefield. As he reached the battlefield, he told the people of Kufa and Sham, O people of Kufa and Sham, am I not the grandson of the Holy Prophet? Am I not the son of Ali and Fatima? Am I not the Imam? Am I not the brother of Hassan, who is the son of Ali? They said, yes, you are. He said, then on what justification are you going to kill me? They said, whatever you say, today we shall not leave you alive. We shall not even give you a drop of water. Imam Hussein started fighting the battle. He started fighting a combat. He fought gallantly despite having lost his brothers in the morning, despite having lost his son in the morning, despite losing every friend that he had in the morning. He fought so gallantly and he killed many of the enemy. But eventually Amr Sa'ad gave orders and he said, surround Hussein and throw whatever you have in your hands on Hussein. And all arrows were thrown at Hussein ibn Ali. Spears were thrown at Hussein ibn Ali. People who did not have arrows and spears started picking stones from the ground and throwing on Hussein ibn Ali. Imam Hussein is now wounded. He is already shaking on the horse. He is wounded. He is wounded so much so that now he can't even fight the battle. He is going further. He decides to go to a low place where Zainab and the people of the household would not see the state of Hussein. He goes there. He tells Zuljanah, "Oh Zuljanah, this is the place I wish to be dismounted. This is the place I want to ascend." And Zuljanah very respectfully let Imam Hussein on the ground. The maqatil of Imam Hussein say, the time he landed on the ground, he had so many arrows on his body that his body was suspended on the ground. His body was suspended on the ground. This was the amount of arrows he had in his body. From head to toe, his body was covered with arrows. As he lay down, he became semi-unconscious. He felt a comforting hand coming and wiping his forehead. He felt his mother had ascended from the heavens and had come down and said, "Oh my son Hussein, keep your head on my lap, for I have come from Jannah to keep your head on my lap. Oh Hussein, keep your head on my lap." At the same time, in the tents of Hussein ibn Ali, Zainab came out and she could not see Hussein's horse. She could not see Hussein. She went on a hillock which is called Tilla Zainab. She went there, she stood there, and she saw that Imam Hussein was lying on the ground and shimmer was on his chest, and he was holding the head of Imam Hussein with his hand. And Zainab bint Ali looked at Hussein and said, "Oh shimmer, are you killing the grandson of the Holy Prophet? Are you killing the one whom the Holy Prophet used to kiss?" But to no avail. Umar ibn Sa'ad turned his face, shimmer turned his face, and to this he picked the head of Imam Hussein and he took the sword and he cut the head of Imam Hussein. As Zainab saw this, she went inside and told Zainul Abidin, "Oh my son, Imam Hussein, shimmer is sitting on the chest of Hussein." He picked up Imam Zainul Abidin. They came outside of the tent and Zainab and Imam Zainul Abidin were standing there. As they were standing there, the head of Hussein ibn Ali was put on a spear and it was raised high to that Imam Zainul Abidin. So Zainab and said, "Allah, my father has been killed. Oh aunt, my father has been killed. Allah, qad qutila al-Husayn bi Karbala." Azizai muhtaram, azizai na Imam Hussein, aakhri rukhsati ke liye jab Hussein ibn Ali apni behan Zainab ke paas aaye, Zainab se kaha, Zainab sabr karna, Zainab sabr karna, ye waqt aakhri hai, rukhsati ka waqt hai, mujhe ijazat do ke main jaau ladne ke liye. Wo waqt ke jiske liye Fatima ne mujhe taiyar kiya tha, wo waqt ke jiske liye amma ne mujhe taiyar kiya tha. Aa gaya hai Zainab. Zainab ne jab bhai ko dekha to kaha, "Bhaiya, kya meri sar ki chadar bachegi? Bhaiya, kya Sakina ke muh pe tamache lagenge?" Hussein ne kaha, "Haan Zainab, sabr ka marhala hai, sabr karna, magar Zainab, meri bachchi ka khayal rakhna. Sakina mujhko bahut pyari hai, meri bachchi ka khayal rakhna." Ye keh ke Imam Zainul Abidin ke paas ja ke kehne lage, "Beta, بیٹا علی بیٹا سجاد خدا حافظ کرنے کو آیا ہوں، بیٹا سجاد اپنی ماں کا بہنوں کا خیال رکھنا، بیٹا سجاد میری سکینہ کا اور یتیموں کا خیال رکھنا۔ امام سجاد نے جب یہ حال بابا کا دیکھا، بابا سے کہا، بابا بابا مجھے بھی اجازت دیجئے کہ میں مقتل کی طرف جاؤں۔ حسین نے کہا، نہیں بیٹا، نہیں بیٹا، تمہیں کوفہ جانا ہے، تمہیں شام جانا ہے، رسیاں بندھیں گی تمہاری پھوپھی اماں پہ، تماچے لگیں گے بچوں کو، نہیں سجاد تم ان لوگ کے ساتھ رہنا۔ یہ کہہ کے امام باہر آئے، گھوڑے پہ سوار ہوئے، زلجنہ پہ سوار ہوئے، زلجنہ کو کہنے لگے، زلجنہ میرے وفادار گھوڑے، بس یہ آخری آخری منزل ہے، یہ آخری منزل ہے، مجھے میری منزل کی طرف لے چلو۔ زلجنہ زلجنہ ہلنے سے منع کرتا تھا، زلجنہ ہلنے سے منع کرتا تھا۔ اتنے میں زلجنہ نے اپنی گردن نیچے جھکائی، جیسے کہ مولا کو کہنا چاہتا تھا کہ مولا میں موو نہیں ہو سکتا، میں بڑھ نہیں سکتا۔ سکینہ وہاں پہ بیٹھی ہیں، سکینہ نے گھوڑوں کی ٹاپوں کو پکڑ کے کہا، زلجنہ میرے بابا کو مقتل کی طرف نہ لے جا، صبح سے جو بھی مقتل میں گیا ہے وہ واپس نہیں آیا زندہ۔ زلجنہ میں بابا کے بغیر سو نہیں سکتی۔ زلجنہ جب حسین نے یہ منظر دیکھا، گھوڑے سے اترے، سکینہ کو لے کے چھاتی سے لگایا، بہت گریا کیا اور کہا، بیٹا سکینہ، بیٹا سکینہ، بیٹا جاؤ اپنی اما کے پاس جاؤ، جاؤ زینب کے پاس جاؤ۔ سکینہ نے کہا، بابا ایک خواہش ہے، خواہش ہے کہ آپ کی چھاتی پہ سو بابا، بابا میں رات کو کبھی سوتی نہیں ہوں سوائے اس کے جب آپ کی چھاتی پہ ہوتی ہوں۔ حسین زمین کربلا میں لیٹ گئے، سکینہ کو چھاتی پہ سلایا اور سکینہ نے کافی چھاتی پہ سو کے جب اٹھا، جب سکینہ اٹھی، حسین نے کہا، سکینہ بیٹی چلی جاؤ پھوپھی اماں کے پاس۔ گھوڑے پہ سوار ہو کے مقتل کی طرف گئے، فوج آدا سے خطاب فرمایا اور کہا، کیا میں رسول کا نواسا نہیں ہوں؟ کیا میں علی کا بیٹا نہیں ہوں؟ کیا میں فاطمہ کا بیٹا نہیں ہوں؟ مگر کسی کے کانوں میں آواز نہ پہنچی۔ اتنے میں عمر ابن سعد نے حکم دیا کہ حسین پہ ہر طرف سے حملہ کیا جائے۔ کوئی نیزہ مارتا تھا، تیر برساتے تھے، اتنے زخمی ہوئے امام حسین، اتنے زخمی ہوئے امام حسین کہ ایک ایک قطرہ جو ان کی جسم کا تھا تیروں کی بوچھار سے زخمی ہو چکا تھا۔ نشیب کی طرف زلجنہ کو لائے، زلجنہ کو نشیب کی طرف لا کے کہنے لگے، زلجنہ یہی وہ مقام ہے جہاں پہ میری شہادت ہوگی۔ امام حسین زمین پہ آتے ہیں، شمر لعین کند خنجر لے کے آگے بڑھتا ہے، بے ادبی کر کے حسین کی چھاتی پہ بیٹھ جاتا ہے۔ جب زینب خیمے سے باہر آتی ہے، تلہ زینبیہ پہ جا کے دیکھتی ہے کہ شمر حسین کی چھاتی پہ سوار ہے، خیمے میں آ کے زین العابدین کو اٹھا کے کہتی ہے، بیٹا زین العابدین بابا کی خیر نہیں ہے، شمر چھاتی پہ بیٹھا ہے۔ امام زین العابدین بی بی زینب باہر خیمے کی آئے، ٹھہر رہے تھے، انتظار کر رہے تھے کہ شاید کوئی کچھ کر لے، امام حسین کو کوئی کچھ بچا لے، مگر افسوس شمر نے حسین کا سر دن سے جدا کیا، نیزے پہ سر کو رکھا اور نیزے پہ بلند کیا۔ جب امام زین العابدین نے نیزہ دیکھا، کہا، پھوپھی اماں میرے بابا شہید ہو گئے، پھوپھی اماں وہ دیکھو نیزے پہ بابا کا سر ہے، یا حسین یا